Well, on to other weather news. Tropical storm Gabrielle is hitting Puerto Rico with wind and heavy rain today. But so far this year, there hasn't been a single named Atlantic hurricane. Dennis Feltgen of the National Hurricane Center joins us. And Dennis, how unusual has this hurricane season been?
Unusual, but certainly not unheard of. Where we sit here on September 5th, there's actually been 15 other years, besides this one, where the first hurricane of the season formed after this date. The all-time record is October 8th of 1905. And you know what? That's a record I wouldn't mind breaking.
So 15 years in all the years that we've been keeping records on hurricanes. That's remarkable. What's causing it?
Well, we started out right out of the gate pretty active. We had Tropical Storm Andrea go right up into the Florida Panhandle back in early June. That was followed quickly by Tropical Storm Barry that went into Mexico. But the three storms after that were all out into the Atlantic, and they certainly have potential. But they ran into the dry, sinking air and some wind shear, and part of that was that Saharan dust that was out there. And you put that combination together, and those storms got ripped apart.
So I understand, though, that the peak of the storm season or the hurricane season, we're sort of heading into that peak right now. But I don't imagine that's much comfort for, say, folks in New York and New Jersey who remember that last year Hurricane Sandy hit on October 29th.
Right. You raise a very good point. We are just at the midpoint of a six-month season. We've just entered the peak of the season, which runs from mid-August all the way through late October. And so you can still have, even though you've had a quiet start of the season, you can still have a very active second half of the season.
So, Dennis, as you mentioned, the record for the late first hurricane formation is October 8th, but that was back in 1905. Obviously, we use satellite technology now. So how has that changed how we understand, how and when late storms form?
When we got continuous satellite coverage of the Atlantic Basin, everything changed. That happened in 1967. And so the modern-day record in the satellite era for the latest first hurricane formation is Gustav on September 11th, 2002. We're only 6 days away from breaking the satellite era record.
Dennis Feltgen is meteorologist and spokesperson for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Hurricane Center. He's speaking to us from Miami. Dennis, thanks again.
My pleasure.
And Meghna, I'm glad you brought up Hurricane Sandy because I was in New York last year for Hurricane Sandy. And who would have thought that so late in the season, such a major storm and so far up the coast?
Practically Halloween. Yeah.
That's right.
Amazing. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com. And Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at brilliantearth.com.